The Lord tells us, yeah, we always know to our great commission.
Yeah, 耶稣基督他吩咐我们，也是我们大家所知道的这个大使命。
And also to the ends of the world.
要让我们传福音依照这个地的地极。
Hallelujah.
感谢主。
And I'm so happy to have the opportunity and privilege to welcome both the two teams that we support.
所以我们感谢主，我们今天很有荣幸的请到了我们教会所支持的两队的这个宣教团体。
They are long-term missionaries.
他们都是在这个服事的这个宣道上面已经做了很久了。
Scott and Cheryl, as well as Esther and Thomas.
我们在我们中间有梅强跟梅雪，还有这个 Esther 跟她的丈夫 Thomas 在我们中间。And
they are all from us, from our church.
他们都是在我们教会，都曾经来过我们教会的。They
have been here longer than I was.
他都比我在这个教会的时间长。Scott
and Cheryl were both graduates from Cal Poly, one in one campus, another in another campus.
所以他们两位都是 Cal Poly 毕业的，一个是在这边，一个是在 Pomona 那边毕业的。
And Esther's brother has been in our church for a long time when he was a Cal Poly student.
Yeah, 那个 Esther 的哥哥 Wesley 在我们中间，他在读书的都在我们教会服事。
And you will hear from them what they have done and what are the God's blessing for their work.
Yeah, 所以今天你可以看，可以听到，可以见证到。 我们教会其实也在他们的这个宣道上面，我们教会也都参与的。Yes,
so I'm not going to take away too much time, so let me invite Scott and Cheryl first.
所以让我们请那个这个梅强跟梅雪先到我们中间来。Yeah.
Okay, is it working? Okay, great. 弟兄姐妹，慕道朋友们，早安。
So, brothers and sisters, good morning.
我们很高兴再回来。
I'm really glad that I just came back again.
我们上次来了是2023年5月。
所以我上次来是2024。 No, I came here the last time was in May
2023.
So we came here since 2003. This is my ninth visit here. 2004. So this is my ninth visit.
虽然我会讲一点中文，我知道要传神的话语，我必须用英文。
So I know that even though I know some Chinese, he was in China for a while. So, but for God's words, I need to be serious about to use my native language, so English to preach.
Yeah, 所以从此我要用英文。
So now he's gonna turn this channel now.
yeah. In recent years, I've continued to see what I believe is God's most difficult word in the Bible and God's Word.
所以我最近常常在思想，在圣经里面最难的这一句话是什么话？
But first, I'm going to go back in God's Word and with some history and context.
所以先让我这个慢慢先回到我们来谈谈这个背景是如何。
In 2011, we were living in Pittsburgh, and I was asked to preach at a church north of there, and I chose a famous quote from Jesus.
所以我在2011年的时候，我住在那个宾州的匹兹堡，那个时候他们请我分享神的话，我就用了这段经文。
Yet I'm a person who really likes the context of God's word. I don't like to take passages out without context, and especially when Jesus quotes the Old Testament.
所以当我在 传福音的时候，我一定要用要看他这句经文的上下文是怎么样，特别是耶稣他又从旧约里面拿出来的这段经文，耶稣来用的。
As I was preparing for this message today, I wanted to refer to the same quote from the message I used in 2011.
所以我今天来跟大家分享的还是用同样的2011年的这段经文。
Yet I didn't realize that the connection that God was making with what I believe is the most difficult word to us that I've been thinking about recently.
所以今天这个话语一直在我心里面在里面在思想，但是我就知道这是最难的一句话。
But let me go back in the Old Testament to Deuteronomy.
所以让我们回到在那个生命记里面，这个里面是耶稣用的这句话。
Deuteronomy was written over 37 days.
所以这个生命记它是37天写出来的。
And it's the most quoted book of the Old Testament by Jesus and the New Testament prophets over 80, New Testament apostles, disciples over 80 times in the New Testament.
所以在新约里面不但是耶稣他所用的最多的，也包括其他的使徒们在里面引用这个超过了80次的旧约的这一段话。
So Moses is speaking to this second generation and trying to encourage them and give them, remind them of the covenant that God has with them.
所以当这个摩西他在用生命记的时候，他是跟这个第二代的人在跟他们讲神的约，给他们的约是如何。
So the people are preparing to go into the promised land.
因为那个时候他们的人都准备要进迦南了。
Don't have time of,The history of that, but there's a whole lot of people that have died and they're not going to go to the promised land.
但是他们不知道今天这个全部他们第一批人都会死了，在沙漠里面死了，他们没办法进到这个迦南地。
Did everybody know that Moses was going to die? He wasn't going to go?
所以他们也都不知道，连摩西都在沙漠里面死，他也没有得到神的应许进迦南地。
So I'm actually wondering if they're looking around waiting for all these old people to die because they know those people aren't going.
但是因为他们因为不知道这些年纪大的人都要死，所以他们没办法在那边等着这些年纪大的人上一批的人先死掉。
So after Moses had recounted some history for the people,He said to the people that they will disobey God in the future and they will be scattered to other nations.
所以耶稣那个摩西在那个时候他都已经神已经跟他讲了那些百姓他们以后还会要悖逆要不听神的话语。
And then he says to them, from there you will seek the Lord your God and you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and all your soul.
所以都已经跟他们讲了，以后当你们在背叛神的时候，但是你们如果说是你们在那个地方是寻求神，你们的神要尽心尽性寻求他的时候，就必寻见。
Later in chapter 6, Moses commands the people to obey God so their sons and grandsons will fear the Lord your God, so they will prosper.
所以他也在后面在第六章的时候，他就跟他们讲说，以后你们的孩子，你们的孙子，你们只要敬畏耶和华，那神他就会祝福你们。
Then Moses says to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your might.
所以他在那边也就说，你们要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
Moses then recounted how the second tablets of stone, and most of you know that story, and how they were written, and how God had told the people to possess the land which they had sworn to their fathers. And then Moses said,
然后这个生命记继续讲到神，这个神怎么样给以色列人他们有这个第二块法板，然后跟他们讲说他们怎么样要进到迦南去得那地。
And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul?
以色列啊，看见现在耶和华向你们要做的什么呢？只要你们敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
Soon after, Moses reminded them how great the promised land is, and he said, God will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain, the later rain, that you may gather your grain, your wine, and your oil.
所以在那个后，在这个申命记，然后他就讲到，当你们进到了这个迦南地，那是何等的美好！他神必按时降秋雨，春雨在你们的地上，让你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和酒。
But there's a condition.
但是这边有个条件。
He said, "If you will indeed obey my commandments that I command you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul."
但是这样子的祝福确实有一个条件，这个条件就是说，你们若留意听我今日所吩咐你们的，爱耶和华你们的神，尽心尽性侍奉他。
A few verses after warning them about turning to other gods, he says this.
所以他也知道他们将要去拜假神，所以他也是叫他们不可转向别的神。
You shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul.
所以他在这边那个神就是借着摩西叫他说，你们要将我的话存在心里，然后要留在意中。
I don't know why the Chinese word is different here for mind, but in all three translations, they use the same word, but you get the picture.
但是在这边，在这个意中，这个翻译这个字跟别的书上不太一样。但是呢，但是你知道他这个耶稣神他到底想要说什么的。
Talking to them about not following, and it's amazing, it's not just a dreamer, but also a prophet who says they should follow other gods.
所以在这边甚至他也讲到了，他说他不可听从引人拜别神的先知或者做梦的人。
You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul.
所以他这边说，你也不要听那先知或者做梦人的话。 因为这些人的话都是耶和华你神来试验你们的，要知道你们是否尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神。Have
you ever thought when you listen to preachers nowadays that maybe something's not right what they're saying?
你有没有时候你去听讲道的时候，有没有觉得这个有的时候这个牧师讲的东西，你心里面不觉得是可能觉得是也不太正确？
There's so much on the internet, and you can get a quote from a pastor, but we have to come back to God's word and realize that we need to love God, love His word, and be careful. And maybe God's testing us to dig deeper in His word.
所以，特别是在这个网站上面的一些讲道，有的时候你真正要听到的这些话语的时候，你要回到神的话语里面看，是不实神借着他们这些这个错误的教导来试验我们。
Got a few more in Deuteronomy before we move to the New Testament.
所以我们还有几个这个在这个生命记里面的。
So regarding the offering of first fruits and tithes and giving to the Levite, giving to the stranger, and giving to the orphan and widow.
所以在这，然后他在继续在那个生命记二十几章，他就说，他关于那些奉献的十一奉献，然后还要一些供应这些利未人。 然后寄居的，然后孤儿，还有寡妇，他也有这样子的吩咐。
Moses said, "This day the Lord your God commands you to do these statutes and rules. You shall therefore be careful to do them with all your heart and all your soul."
耶和华你的神今日吩咐你行这些律法典章。 所以你要尽心尽性谨守遵行。
Again, when talking about those who turn and worship other gods,
所以在这边讲到，有的人他们会转向敬拜别的神。
And they're driven to other lands.
他们也会被赶散到别的地方去。
Moses says to return to your God, you and your children, obey His voice. In all that I command you today, with all your heart and all your soul.
所以的摩西就说你和你的子孙若尽心尽性归向耶和华你的神照着我今日所一切今日一切所吩咐你的听从他的话。
And a few verses later, when the people have been restored, he says this.
所以在这后面几节，当这个百姓他又在被恢复的时候。
And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live.
耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里污秽都除掉。好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。
Then, after telling them that they will obey the voice of the Lord and keep His commandments, and that the Lord will take delight in prospering them,
所以然后嘞，这个就是告诉他们说，要他们听从神的话，遵守他的诫命，并且神必喜悦赐福他们的后代。
Moses says to them, when you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul.
你若听从耶和华你神的话，谨守这律法书上所写的诫命和律例，又尽心尽性向耶和华你的神。
So that's the end of the Deuteronomy passages.
所以这个就是在那个生命记上面这个所讲到的。
But this phrase appears 6 more times in Joshua, 1st and 2nd Kings, and in 2nd Chronicles.
所以这个尽心尽细这个词又是在约书亚记、列王记上下跟历代志上下又出现了六次。
In summary then, in the Old Testament, the Israelites were...to search after God.
所以在这个总结来说，在旧约里面，以色列人要尽心尽性的寻求神。
To love God.
要去爱神。
To fear God.
去敬畏神。
To serve God.
去侍奉神。
To lay up God's words.
将神的话存在心里。
To obey God's statutes and rules.
行他的律例跟典章。
And to turn or return to God,
去归向神
with what?
用什么呢?
All their heart and all their soul.
是用的全心全意的来归向神。
So let's go to the New Testament.
让我们现在看看在新约里面是怎么讲。
In Matthew 28, there's a famous passage we've already read this morning.
在这个马太福音二十八章，这一段我们刚才在读经的时候已经读过了。
We're going to read it a few more times.
我们还可以再多读几次。
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
在里面讲到，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守
In Philippians 3 when the apostle Paul was talking about his status and if you don't know he had a very high status
所以当在这个保罗他在腓立比书第三章的地方他也是讲到他自己的位置虽然他在那个基督徒中间他的位置蛮被大家所敬仰的。
He said, Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him.
那他说我已将万事都当作有损的因为我认识我主耶稣基督为至宝他为我我为他已经丢弃 万事看作粪土为的是要得着基督并且得以在他里面所要我得的
So now let's get to God's most difficult word to us.
所以我们再回到刚刚我谈到什么是最难的话神耶稣要我们讲的。
We'll do this with two more passages from the New Testament that I believe God's been bringing to my mind.
所以我在这有两节经文，我觉得是神他今天给我的。
Paul was writing to the Corinthian church. Let me back up a little bit. I don't want you to read that yet. And the Corinthian church had a lot of problems.
所以那个保罗他写信给哥林多教会的时候，那教会里面有非常多的混乱。
More than halfway through his letter, he wrote in chapter 10 about idolatry and temptation.
在一直到了第十，在哥林多 前书里面到了第十章的时候，他就讲到一些这个拜偶像跟一些这个淫乱的事。
We're going to do the Lord's Supper here. It was probably a bit different back then, but he wrote to them about the way that they were taking the Lord's Supper and eating food related to sacrifices and people's conscience.
所以我们今天等一下会领圣餐，他们那个时候的领，在那个哥林多教会的时候，他们领的圣餐的时候，掺杂了很多乱七八糟的东西在这个圣餐里面。
So then he said this.
所以他这样子说。
So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以这保罗他说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都是为了要荣耀神而做。
Now to the main passage from Jesus.
所以我们再回到这个神耶稣他最主要的这个讲的话。
In Matthew and in the book of Matthew and the book of Mark, it was Jesus who spoke similar words.
所以在这个马太福音跟马可福音，耶稣也都讲同样的话。
But let's look at the passage from the physician Luke in chapter 10.
让我们再看看这路加福音的那个这个路加医生他怎么写的。
And behold, a lawyer or teacher of the law stood up and put him to the test, saying this.
所以这个路加医生他说有一个律法师起来要试探耶稣。
Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He, Jesus, said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it?And the lawyer answered, You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he, Jesus, said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live.
So, 有一个律法师来起来试探耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？耶稣回答说，律法上是怎么写的？你念的是怎么样呢？他回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”
To me, it's interesting here that because the teacher of the law added something.
因为这非常有意思的，因为这个律法师他刚才又多加了一个东西。
So he added, with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself.
他这边讲的是讲到尽力跟尽意，还有包括爱你的邻舍。
Were those in the passages in Deuteronomy we read?
这个刚才是不是我们在那个生命记里面读的吗？
In Mark, Jesus said, with all your mind and all your strength.
所以在那个在马可福音讲到说，是你的尽你的意跟尽你的力。
In Matthew and Mark, Jesus had said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." But it's also in the book of Leviticus.
所以在那个这个不是在生命记里面，却是在这个利未记里面讲说要爱你的邻舍。
Now, I graduated from Cal Poly Pomona. I call it the better school.
所以我是在 Cal Poly 的，当然我觉得这是更好的一个学校。
With an engineering degree.
我也是读工程的。
So when I start to read the Bible, I really start to appreciate pastors and Bible scholars.
所以当我在读神的话语的时候，我特别感谢这些牧师们跟一些神学生。
Because they research all this, the history and the culture and the language.
因为他们做了很多的关于这个社会上面的一些研究。
But think about it. Back then, not many people on the streets knew the law.
所以我们这个看那个时候在马路上不是很多人知道这个法律的律法的。
We have paper Bibles and we have digital Bibles. We have so much access to God's word.
所以我们今天不但说有 纸头的这个真正的圣经，而且有网站上的圣经，而且有 充斥在我们生活里面很多的各个层次里面。
I don't think anybody was whipping out a scroll and saying, well, let me read this here. Oh, here's this book. I've got this scroll in my pocket.
所以他在那个时候他们就要从这边拿起来一本这个书卷，然后要读的话，然后另外从另外地方又拿出另外书卷，如果要读另外一本书的话。
We take for granted that we have the Word of God right here, right in our hands.
所以我们今天很感谢主，我们今天神的话就在我们的手上。
But the lawyer knew that Leviticus, I think he knew, Leviticus said to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以我知道这个律法师他们知道是什么意思，说爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。
But maybe he had just been listening to Jesus preach other places when Jesus said that.
所以他可能也可能是他自己在别的地方听到耶稣曾经提到这一句话。
But he asked, it says here,trying to justify himself, and who is my neighbor?
所以他在这个时候他就想要自己来这个称义，他就说谁是我的邻舍呢？
I believe most people in this room, even if you're not a believer, if you know a little bit of the Bible, you know the story and Jesus' answer.
所以如果我们中间有的人就算你不是基督徒的话，你可能也知道耶稣是怎么样回答。
It was about a man who was robbed and left half dead.
所以他耶稣他就用了一个比喻，他就说他有一个人他被抢了，他就将近是半死的丢在地上。
The religious leaders of the day and maybe just the Jewish people, they didn't help the man, but a Samaritan who the Jews hated, he did something to help.
这样子的话就是在这个宗教的领袖跟这些这些他们的信徒当看到他这个在路边被打的人他们都没有理，但是却是有 被这个犹太人他们所轻看的这个撒玛利亚人他却帮了他们。
And Jesus said what? He proved to be a neighbor.
所以耶稣就用这句话来讲，这个撒玛利亚他就成了他的邻舍。
Have you guessed what I think is God's most difficult word to us?
所以你觉得神他给我们最难的一个字是什么字？
The slide's a little messed up, so I'm not going to show it yet, but it's been in all these passages, and it's only two letters, made up two letters.
所以在我刚才讲的很多的里面只有两个字非常重要的。
But one of the letters is repeated, so it's just a three-letter word.
所以这个是三个字的一个词。
It's all.
它是讲到全尽心尽。
So, and Did you notice in the passages how many times the word all was used?
所以你知道在这个圣经里面有多少次用这个字全部、全然。
The word jin or all, it can be translated as everything.
所以在这个jin这个字在中文的意思它可以讲到包括任何东西。
To the utmost.
或者说是接近全力。
To exhaust or use up.
或者全部的耗尽或用尽
，to the limit，
或甚至是用到它的最大的极限
，to the greatest extent，
所以一直到了最大的程度。
And we are told to love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and with all our strength and with all our mind。
神在这边去要求我们敬神的敬心、敬性。尽力尽意爱主你的神。
If that's humanly possible, can you tell us how it works?
所以当你知道这个是可不可能，那这个要怎么样做呢？
But we're to strive to do that.
这个是我们要尽量我们的努力的方向。
Note though, it does not say to do this with all our energy.
但是在这边很奇怪的，在圣经上从来没有讲说要我们尽我们的精力。
Sometimes we're busy, busy, busy doing things.
因为我们每天都是非常非常的这个忙。
That doesn't mean we're loving God.
但是并不表示我们爱神。
But we know that most of our energy goes where our heart leads.
但是我们可以知道的事实就是当我们越花的精神在哪里，这就是我们的心在哪里。
Look at the word all and what Jesus said.
所以我们当看这个字，这个全部竟然的话，耶稣怎么说？
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
所以耶稣他在这边 他是讲说要你尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，因为天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了，都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
The Chinese here doesn't always use the same word, but it messes up, so it messes up my theory of the word all.
所以在这个中文里面，它没有翻译出来这个全部的这个尽性的尽。
But again, I think you get the picture.
但是你知道他的意思，耶稣他的意思是怎么样？
The Apostle Paul said, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him.
所以在这边他也是这个保罗他也说不但如此我也将万事当作粪土因为我以我主耶稣基督为至宝他为我已经丢我为他已经丢弃万事当作粪土为的是要得着基督并且得以在他里面。
Then Paul said,
然后保罗他继续说,
Whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
他又说, 不管你今天是吃或喝, 无论做什么, 都是为了荣耀神而做。
This is very, very difficult for me.
这是非常难的。
When you think about what you're going to post on the internet or say to somebody or email somebody.
所以当我们今天在这么想有的时候我们在这个网站上我们想要写些东西或者说你今天跟你的朋友在那边有些交代的事情的时候。
Wouldn't it be perfect if we filtered everything through this statement?
但是如果说是我们今天在写做任何东西以前是不是先想想今天我做的是不是有荣耀神
Am I saying this? Am I doing this for the glory of God?
是不是我今天所说的 我做的是为的荣耀神
So we end with two commands.
所以这边让我们结束的时候也有两个这个神的这个命令
Love God.
第一个是爱神
And love your neighbor.
是爱你周围的邻舍
But a question you might have is, who is your neighbor?
所以你可能也自己会问，谁是我的邻舍呢？
For Cheryl and I, it's the Chinese students and scholars coming to the USA.
对我跟这个美雪，对我们来讲，这个我的邻舍就是一些从国内来的一些学者们。
We spoke about that in Sunday school today, so I won't talk more here.
所以我今天已经跟在主日学跟你们分享过了，所以我现在不在这边重复。
But I have an example of how God really corrected me.
但是我觉得我知道神他后在曾经他更改过我。
Back in 2011, we were going through some little bit of a transition in Pittsburgh, and I was just thinking about leaving ministry and going back to work as a manufacturing engineer.
所以在2011年的时候，我在匹兹堡的时候有一些这个服事上面受到一些拦阻。所以我那个时候就在考虑是不是在回到我的这个制造工程的这个工作上去了。
And I'm not saying God spoke to me, but I was praying, I was struggling, I reached out to godly men to help me.
所以我在那个时候我就在神面前在那边挣扎是不是要回到再回就不做全时间的服事再回到我的那个工程里面去。我在里面一直祷告然后又跟教会的一些属灵的长辈跟他们交谈。
And I believe God put on my heart, he's saying, I want you to make disciples, not parts.
神的话语领导我他说我是要你做门徒不是要你做零件。
Making parts is easy.
去做零件是很简单的事。
When you make a part and it comes out bad, you just throw it in the trash.
因为你造零件，如果说没有有坏的、有玷污的，你就把它丢掉就好了。
You make another one.
你就再做一个就是了。
Making disciples like me is messy.
但是神他是要我做艰难的，是要我们去造做门徒。
Disciples, don't always keep following Jesus.
就算包括这些使徒们，他们也不是一直是跟随耶稣的。
And you can't throw them away.
但是你所带出来的人，他们也不一，你也没办法把他们丢掉。
For those of you here who don't yet believe that God is who He says He is,
如果说我们中间还有有的人不认识主，就是说不认识主的话。
I want to ask you if you have these people around you, these neighbors, these Christians that are you're seeing God's love drawing you to Him.
你有没有在你周围的一些基督徒上面，你感受到他们的神的爱，所以你可以也可以来认识神。
For those here who claim to follow Christ, let me ask you.
所以就算我们中间有些人，你们说你们是跟随耶稣的人，我来问你。
Do you love God?
你是不是真正的爱耶稣?
But you might, as we finish, you might say, Scott, I hear you say love God with all my heart and all my soul and all my strength and all my mind.
但是你可能在我们结束的今天走以前，你可能会问我，他说我怎么样才能实际的尽心尽意爱我们的神?
But how does that work practically?
但我们实在上怎么样爱神呢?
Well, that could be a whole other sermon.
这可能又是另外一个那个信息。
But a few years ago when we were here, I preached on abiding in Christ.
所以上次我在跟大家分享的题目是住在主里。
So I think start your love, loving God starts with reading God's word.
所以我相信你要怎么样是爱神，第一个是你可以做的就是每天读神的话语。
For those of you that were here for Sunday school, even you can see that what I have prepared now for weeks matches with a lot of what Esther said.
所以感谢主，今天你们刚才参加主日学的人也知道，我所准备的跟刚才 Esther 要分享的，今天刚才主日学分享的都很吻合。
So we read God's word, we meditate on God's word.
让我们在默想神的话语。
And we talk to God about His word.
然后我们跟神在那边交通。
I'm not afraid to tell God I don't like something I read in His Word.
我们可以大胆的，当我们读到神的话语的时候，你有些你心里面不舒服的，你都可以直接跟神讲。
It helps me prepare for my seeker friends that are going to read it later and go, God wipes out people?
所以这也会帮助我。当我在跟别人传福音的时候，他们怎么说啊？怎么神把这么多人都杀死了
？We cannot completely understand an infinite God.
我们没有办法这个了解神他这个无限的智慧。
So doing these things, I believe God loves it when we come before Him and talk to Him about His Word.
所以当我们做这些事情的话，我们相信神他会很喜悦我们所要做的。
Do you love your neighbor?
你爱不爱你的邻舍?
If so, you're starting to show the love of God.
所以当你是爱你的邻舍，你就是爱神了。
Are you making disciples?
你是不是在那边在那边建造门徒?
Who has God given you as a neighbor?
神在你周围摆的哪些人是你的邻舍?
Are you loving them?
你是不是爱他们?
Are you making disciples?
你是不是在培育这些门徒们?
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
所以你要这个尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同爱自己。
So go from here today and do what God's word says with.All your heart and all your soul.
所以让我们今天离开的时候，我们就照神的话语，尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。 Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. 你好，我是 Esther.
How are you? I'm Esther.
That's all my Chinese.
我的中文就知道这么多了。
Okay. Well, thank you all. I have been a campus missionary at UC Davis and Sacramento State for the past 4 years.
我是在校园里面Davis 的那边在做校园的工作。
I'm here with my husband Thomas.
我的丈夫 Thomas 在那边。
Yeah. He's a very sacrificial supporter of my work.
他对我的工作非常非常支持，也做了很多的牺牲。
Okay, you can go next slide. I joined the Navigators at Davis my freshman year.
我自从在我自己在做新鲜人，大学新鲜人的时候，我就参加了这个他们的工作。
I was really impacted by their culture of discipleship.
他们的文化对我来讲有很大的冲击。
So the staff would invest into the older students, and the older students would invest into younger students.
他们的同工呢，对一些比较旧的一些学生，对他们做门徒训练，然后这旧的学员又对新的学员做门徒训练。
I was discipled by many different women, and we would have one-hour meetings where we would read scripture, we'd hold each other accountable to the word, and we'd just build really close friendship.
And 这些同工在我的身上花了很多的时间，在一起跟我读神的话语，跟我去祷告，让我成为更好的门徒。
I felt like the Lord transformed me from just saying I was a Christian to actually living for Him.
And 真的是让我能够在我的生命成为一个真正的改变，是我愿意为他活着。
So far, I've had the privilege to serve at Long Beach, Davis, and Sacramento.
所以我自从开始以后，我就在那个长滨 Long Beach 那边，然后在 Davis 开始做校园工作。
So you can go to the next slide. I want to share a little bit about what the Navigators is about, my missions organization. Our hope is that we would help students have abiding relationships with Jesus to evangelize, to make disciples for the rest of their lives.
最重要的是让这些学生呢，真会成为真正的基督徒，然后呢，他们也可以培养其他的门徒。
The method of how we do this is we believe a lot in one-to-one discipleship.
And 最重要我们用的方法呢是一对一的门徒训练。
We care about investing into the individual and we believe that they have multiplying power and impact.
And 我们对他们是一对一的投资，这样的话就一直这样的加倍的成长。
Just think about what God could do through just one person, whether that was Abraham, Isaac, Jesus, Paul.
我们想想看，在圣经我们可以看到亚伯拉罕、摩西或者是保罗他们这样在门徒的这样的一个训练。
So I tell my girls, I want you guys to be fruit-bearing trees. I want to invest a lot into you, and you would have multiplying fruit.
所以我对我的在做门徒训练的这些姐妹们呢，我就会跟她讲说，我希望你成为一个能够结果子的一个果树。
And I really want them to view themselves as missionaries. They're going to be sent into cities, into new families, into workplaces. I want them to be able to know to share Jesus and bring people to Christ there.
我要训练他们，让他们看到他们自己就是一个宣教士，不管在城市、在工作上，或者甚至在家里面，就是宣教士。
You go next slide. I want to share about a couple of girls that I get to disciple.
And 我要跟你们分享说，有几个我在带领他们的一些学生。
I've met with them.For the past 2 years, every week, and they're both seniors now.
我在过去的两年，每个礼拜都跟他们一起分享，已经两年的时间，他们现在已经是大学四年级的学生。
Each week, we practice our scripture memory together. We share a quiet time thought.
哎，我们每一个礼拜，我们一起在那边预习我们背的圣经，然后呢，我们也会有些很多的分享。
We pray together, and then I coach them through the women that they're discipling.
And 所以呢，我们为在一起祷告，也为他们在带领的门徒，为他们祷告。
And then we'll go through some sort of discipleship content, and then set a goal to live it out.
And 我们就有的时候在讲说我们的门徒训练的目标，然后每一次我们在列一些小的目标。
So if you just imagine in this map, if all of us were sharing Jesus.In every season of life and to whoever we were around.
我们就看这个图的话，不管在任何何时何地，我们就这样愿意分享耶稣。
Just imagine like the ripple effect, how many people would be impacted for Christ.
我们就可以看这样是一个加倍的一直在成长。
Then you go next slide. Over my past 4 years, I've had the chance to really deeply invest into 24 women.
在过去的几年里面，我在非常深度的在做门徒训练，大概做了24个人。
And I want to say these women are not just my crown and joy, but also yours.
And 我愿意跟你分享，不但是我非常喜悦的，我相信也是你们跟我在这个事工里面一起有同享的。
Yeah, they are impacted in.Or you guys are indirectly impacting them with prayer and with support.
你们是是间接的在影响到他们。
I said this 2 years ago, but I'm really excited to introduce you all to them in heaven.
And 真的是两年前我非常高兴的跟你们分享，将来有一天我们在天国里面，我可以一起分享这样的喜悦。
Okay, you can go next slide. I want to share some updates about Sacramento State with you all.
我要跟你们分享一下这个加州这个大学里面的近况。
2 years ago, it was just an idea, but now we've been an established club for the past 2 years.
And 过去两年呢，只是一个想法，但是呢，现在两年以后呢，我们成立了一个这样的一个社团。
Something really sweet. We've had a student leadership team of about 6 students.
And 我们有一个领袖的一个团队，大概有6个学生。
They have been doing campus outreach with us. They're learning to share Jesus to their classmates. They're memorizing scripture.
他们正在校园里面去传福音，然后他们会去背圣经。
And again, we're equipping them that they might be local leaders in the future wherever they're sent.
我们正在培养他们成为将来的领袖。
What we regularly do is that we have an investigative Bible discussion every week.
我们每个礼拜，我们真的是非常的深入的去查圣经。
God has really blessed us to bring the lost to our Bible study.
我们真的可以看到神在我们这样的一个团队里面的成长。
We've had people that have deconstructed, we have people that are LGBT, we have people that don't identify that they're Christian at all.
And 在我们中间，曾经有些是完全不能够认同一些基督徒的一些想法，甚至他们是有一些 DEI, 就是有一些是同性恋的一些团体。
Some dreams I have for the future, I would love to run some community-specific Bible studies.
And 我自己有个梦想，就是在我的社区里面将来有更多的一些查经的小组。
I've been slowly connecting with the Muslim Student Association.
And 我在这个伊斯兰教，我去跟有些学生有接触。
So hoping for a Bible study either with them or an LGBT Bible study or a Greek life Bible study.
And 有的时候是跟也许是同性恋的或者是伊斯兰教的一些这样的团体的学生跟他们接触。
Okay, you can go next slide. This summer, we're sending 21 students off to different summer opportunities.
And 这是暑假呢，我们会差派21个学生到不同的地方去做传福音的工作。
We are sending about 10 students to Colorado on a program called a summer training program.
我们大概有10个学生在 Colorado 去做一个专门的训练的工作。
This is specifically to equip them to share the gospel in a workplace.
是在他们的工作里面是专门帮助他们去装备他们成长。
We're sending 9 students to Thailand and I'm also going.
我们会有9个人包括我一起去泰国去做传福音。
Actually, one of the first women that discipled me, Juliana, she is serving there long term.
And 当初在做门徒造就我的那个姐妹，她就在泰国现在做宣教士。
So I'm really excited for us to encourage the long-term missionaries and to help them with their campus outreach.
我非常的兴奋，愿意跟你们分享，我们真的继续要长久的去支持这些宣教士。
Yeah, we'll be hopefully starting a Bible study at a completely new Thai university.
我们甚至会在这个泰国的这些大学里面开始他们的一些查经班。
We have one brave student that we're sending to Kenya.
我们会有一个非常勇敢的学生是到肯亚去。
Kenya is a very nominally Christian country, but we're hoping that we can help train them to be missionaries, a sending country.
我们希望在肯亚那边虽然基督徒不是很多，但他们会有愿。有更多的人愿意做宣教士，跟人家传福音。
We told all these students, we hope the Lord would send you overseas one day.
我们跟所有的学生，我叫求神装备你们，将来到世界各地去传神的福音。
Okay, next slide. There's a really sweet verse to me in this season of life is Romans 15:20.
在罗马书十五章第二十节
says it has always been my ambition to.Preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation.
所以我愿意真的是在没有得到认识神的地方去向这些人传福音。
So I want to say thank you for allowing for me to go to the lost.
And 真的是谢谢你支持我可以到没有认识神的地方去跟别人传福音。
I believe a lot of students we impact on campus will become kingdom leaders.
我相信在这些学生的工作里面被受到这样影响，他们将来会在神的国度里面成为传福音的领袖。
So again, I'm thankful these men and women that we get to impact are also credited to you.
真的谢谢你们在我过去的对我的帮助，你们虽然是间接的，但是我可以直接的帮助到在校园里面的这些弟兄姐妹们，这些学生。
好，谢谢。
Thank you.